HiBridge Audio presents The Last American Man by Elizabeth Gilbert. Read by Patricia Callenberg. By the time Eustace Conway was 7 years old, he could throw a knife accurately enough to nail a chipmunk to a tree. By the time he was 10, he could hit a running squirrel at 50 feet with a bow and arrow. When he turned 12, he went out into the woods, alone and empty-handed, built himself a shelter, and survived off the land for a week. When he turned 17, he moved out of his family's home altogether and headed into the mountains, where he lived in a teepee of his own design, made fire by rubbing two sticks together, bathed in icy streams, and dressed in the skins of the animals he had hunted and eaten. This move occurred in 1977, by the way, which was the same year the film Star Wars was released. The following year, when he was 18, Eustace Conway traveled the Mississippi River in a handmade wooden canoe, battling eddies so fierce they could suck down a 40-foot tree and not release it to the surface again until a mile downriver. The next year, he set off on the 2,000-mile Appalachian Trail, walking from Maine to Georgia, and surviving almost exclusively on what he hunted and gathered along the way. And in the years that followed, Eustace hiked across the German Alps, in sneakers, kayaked across Alaska, scaled cliffs in New Zealand, and lived with the Navajo of New Mexico. When he was in his mid-20s, he decided to study a primitive culture more closely in order to learn even more ancient skills. So he flew to Guatemala, got off the plane, and basically...